if I may jump in, what you said is 100% right. The original mandate for this survey and for this work was to publish online a sort of a database of the policies that are going around, that are in existence, to help other member states to do similar things. Because the original request from member states was, we see, and this was an original quest, as was mentioned before by Madam Chair, that was sent actually to the ECMT, member states had asked that they noticed, let's say, the importance of intermodal transport, but they were not sure how best to promote it, and what incentives they could provide, what mechanisms they could set up for this to happen. And so the request was, well, at the time, ECMT, and then it became UNEC, please publish this information on a website, please make it public, so that, as you rightly said, Madam Chair, so that others can learn from these experiences and see what is available. It's not always possible to copy 100% what has been done, but if it gives the idea of the sort of things that can be done, then obviously it needs to be tailored, and it can be tailored to national requirements and supranational requirements if they exist, with the ultimate aim of putting into practice and into law, where possible, policies and programs to incentivize the development of intermodal transport. So sorry for the very long answer, but basically the short answer is yes, exactly what Madam Chair said.